my name is Javier, and welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today we'll be looking at the readings for the Baptism of the Lord, January 9th, 2022. Let's begin with a short prayer. Lord, we thank you for your word, which reveals to us the nature of who you are as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Open our minds and hearts to hear your words, and let them take root in our lives, changing us, Lord. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't watch a lot of TV, but one of the things that I do like to watch is what's called the crossover event, which is a series of special episodes where superheroes from the different DC Comics TV shows like Flash, Green Arrow, Black Lightning, and Supergirl, they all kind of show up together to tackle some supervillain that can only be defeated by their combined powers. There's usually like a big buildup over a few episodes on each of the respective shows, and there's some number of cataclysmic events leading up to the meeting of the superheroes. And during these events, there's an oppressor that's been inflicting pain and suffering on the regular people, that is, those of us like us without superpowers. And all this is in some attempt to gain power, world domination, yada, yada, you know, some evil goal. I mean, it is pretty cool just kind of imagining all of these superheroes with their superpowers battling the forces of evil together. It's a lot of fun and also an impressive display of power. And I'm reminded of the DC crossover event when I read this Sunday's readings for the Baptism of the Lord, because as far as I could tell and as far as I know, and I'm not an amazing theologian like Kristen Fisher is, but I believe this is the only time in Scripture where we see all three persons of the Trinity together at one place and at one time in the readings themselves. So it doesn't happen at the birth of Jesus. We know the angels are there. We know Jesus is there, obviously. We don't really hear about God. We don't hear about the Holy Spirit or God during the miracles of Jesus. During the transfigurations that occur in the New Testament, we don't hear from the Holy Spirit, but we do hear the voice of God. And even in the upper room, when the Holy Spirit was breathed upon the apostles, there is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the wind and the fire, but there's no mention of God's voice or any kind of physical, tangible way to reference God. But in today's gospel, you hear that Jesus was baptized by John, and after John baptized him, as Jesus was praying, it says in the scriptures that, quote, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice from heaven, you are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. Now, this is just amazing. Now, imagine you're one of these people, you're just there to get baptized, and you see John the Baptist baptizing some random guy you probably never even heard of or seen before in your life. Because remember, at this time, people were still wondering whether John the Baptist himself might be the Messiah. And according to the account in the Gospel of John, John the Baptist himself didn't even know who Jesus really was. So you're there, and all of a sudden, the heavens open up. Now, I'm going to stop here for a second. The heavens opening up, that could just be an expression about the clouds opening up, but that's kind of boring. In my mind, I imagine like cracks in the sky like an egg, something you might see on one of these superhero shows. Anyway, I guess it doesn't really matter. But the sky opens up, and then this dove comes down and rests on this random guy, and then this voice booms out over the crowd, "This is my beloved Son." Now, these are awesome displays of power, just awesome. You have God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus all together. Now, this is much, much bigger than a DC crossover event. In fact, this is so huge that the church calls the Baptism of the Lord a feast. And it's not just because of the fact that the Trinity was present, but because of what is happening. See, Jesus, born without sin and who never committed a sin, was baptized, and it was at that moment that God revealed to the world that Jesus was, in fact, his Son. It was the act of the baptism that triggered this action from the Lord. And when you think about it, that tells us a great deal about what baptism really means for Christians. To the early Christians, a baptism, really any baptism, not just the Lord's baptism, it was called the illumination. That's beautiful. Here's a little excerpt from St. Gregory written in the year 381 about the illumination, also known as a baptism. It is the carriage to God, the dying with Christ, the perfecting of the mind, the key of the kingdom of heaven, the change of life, the removal of slavery, the loosing of chains, the remodeling of the whole man. Illumination is the greatest and most magnificent of the gifts of God. It's a big deal, because it's at baptism, when the stains of sin are washed away, that the Lord opens up the door to the heavenly life. And just like when God announced Jesus as his son to the world at his baptism, so too does God announce to the world, spiritual and real, that we are his children at our baptism. Now, it doesn't happen this way. I mean, it would be really cool, like if you were at a random baptism and there's kids running around, the baby's crying, and then there's the relatives who haven't been to church in 30 years, right? And all of a sudden, you know, the church opens up, the ceiling cracks open, a dove comes down, and you hear the voice of God booming, "This is my beloved son." I mean, that would be really cool. It doesn't happen that way. But despite the lack of theatrics, the reality is true. It is at that moment of baptism that we begin to participate in the life of the Trinity. So even though baptisms only happen once, I mean, it's not like a party, right? A party happens once and then you sort of move on. Our baptism has real power and it's only the beginning. Our baptism plugs us into a spiritual reality that continues through eternity. So even if you've walked away from that spiritual life that you're baptized into, even if you, like me, struggle daily to live up to what it means to be a child of God, the good news is that you and I can renew our baptismal promises every single day. We can reject sin so as to live in the freedom as a child of God. We can reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin. We can reject Satan, the father of lies and the prince of darkness, and we can choose to believe in God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who are all present that day at the baptism. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of the illumination, the gift of baptism that you offer us to declare to the world and to the heavens that we are your children. We love you and invite you into our hearts to accept this gift every single day. We ask for your help to turn away from sin and to follow your son Jesus so that we can live our lives to the fullest here on earth and be joined one day in your heavenly kingdom. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Enkindle. You can access show notes and links to subscribe to this podcast at numinous.fm/enkindle. Be sure to visit ablazefamily.org to access all kinds of resources and tools to help each member of your family grow in their own relationship with the Lord. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to send us an email at info@ablazefamily.org or visit us on Facebook at Ablaze Family Ministries.